And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Bob Hope, the comedian born 1903 in Eltham, near London. Leslie Towns Hope. Family moved to this country when he was 4 years old. He grew up in Cleveland, got into vaudeville at the age of 10. And by 1940, he was one of the most popular comedians in America. His comedy, verbal, not physical. And he usually played unsympathetic characters that the audience could feel superior to. Died in 2003, a few weeks after his 100th birthday. It's the birthday of the author G.K. Chesterton, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, born in London, 1874. He dabbled in the occult as a young man, then returned to the Church of England and converted to Catholicism later in life. He was a Christian who disagreed sharply with many people he knew, including H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, but he was so good-humored that he kept them as close friends. He was also very prolific, wrote very fast, scarcely edited what he wrote, wrote some 80 books, fiction and criticism and literary biography and theology, poems, about 4,000 newspaper essays, created the character of Father Brown, a detective priest. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Oswald Spengler, born in Blankenberg, Germany, in 1880, who studied the history of civilizations and put forward the theory that they all undergo an organic blossoming and then a withering over the course of about 1,000 to 1,200 years. Each culture, he wrote, has its own new possibilities of self-expression which arise, ripen, decay, and never return. Best known for his book, The Decline of the West, in 1918, in which he examined six cultures, Egyptian, Chinese, Hindu, Greco-Roman, Arabic, and believed that Western civilization had already experienced its creative flowering and that it had at most 200 more years. Here's a poem by Joyce Sutphen, A Dream of the Future. The future that never happens is the one that makes us do what we do while we are waiting for what is never going to come to take us away from the past, which is a country that we do not know anymore, where the language is strange, only almost familiar. Years not only go by, they carry us into places where we meet the dragons, the gorgons, the pack of wolves circling with their sharp teeth. And sometimes we lift a candle, sometimes curse. Like scarecrows, we scare a bird or two. We know what we are and are not. But still, we keep on dreaming, warming our hands over the fire in that cottage at the end of the road, where everything is prepared for us and someone we never met has departed only minutes ago. A Dream of the Future by Joyce Sutphen from her collection The Green House, published by Salmon Poetry. And used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on Condor.com, Condor Born to Fly. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.